Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. This is a very special program, and we're going to cover some very important information today. Information that could literally save your life, or perhaps help you to have a happy life. Ladies and gentlemen, we were not meant to be unhappy and morose, and depressed and anxious and so on. We were created for joy. There was a man, a very nice man, Martin Lloyd Jones. He was a famous preacher at Westminster Abbey in England. And he's passed away now, but he wrote many books and he made many sermons. And one of his books was based upon a series of lectures which he gave having to do with depression. And he talked about spiritual depression. And he said that a depressed Christian, an unhappy, chronically unhappy Christian, is a contradiction in terms. It was a contradiction. Now, the reason he said that was not because he's mean and judgmental. He said it because if you look at the New Testament and you read about the Christians, the early Christians, and what they had to say, and read Paul and, you know, John, so on, they're always talking about joy. And that's what they experienced, not something that they wanted to experience. It was something that they experienced, sheer joy. Now, let us see if there are examples of joy in today's world. And indeed, there are, and those examples are little children. If you look at little children, if they haven't been abused and pressured and teased and rejected and, you know, all that kind of stuff, in their natural estate, children are full of joy, full of joy, and they're very spontaneous. And every day is a happy day. Every moment, practically, is a happy moment. Yes, the child will stumble and fall and skin his knee or skin her knee and so on, and maybe cry a few tears, but then very quickly the clouds clear up and joy returns. That's really, if you look at children, that shows you how we people are supposed to be, really. We adults should be full of joy all the time, too, bubbling over with joy. And that doesn't mean that we oughtn't to be concerned about things, of course. But they make sure, don't they, whoever they are, make sure that you don't have joy because of by the constant application of pressure and tease and challenges and taunts and the awful things that they do, whoever they are. They make certain that there's not much in the way of joy. But joy is the way we're supposed to be, and joy is the way, is what you must once again refine. And I say that it is possible to refine it. Absolutely it's possible again to become. And doesn't Christ say, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven? Now, I think when he said to become like a little child, I believe that phrase is loaded up with a lot of meaning. And I'm sure he meant innocence and so on, but I'm sure he also meant joyful, see, and happy, and grateful, see? So what I want to do is talk about what robs us of joy, and of course I'm going to talk about resentment, resenting your husband, resenting your wife, resenting your kids, resenting your boss, resenting your work, resenting your illness, resenting your condition, resenting your disorder, resenting yourself, resenting God. Those will rob joy. So give up resentment. Would you mind please giving up resentment? I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
You're listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Today's topic is joy. Joy, joy, joy. Now, let's continue with this topic, shall we? Now, I said that something that is guaranteed to rob you of joy is resentment. Absolutely. It will rob you of joy. Now, what is resentment? Whatever resentment, it is an emotion. It is a negative emotion. It is an emotion of resistance. It is an emotion of pride. And resentment is right on the interface between the soul and the body, between the material and the spiritual. You see, the soul, yes, we have a soul in the body, but the soul also is in the timeless realm. And resentment is a rejection of truth. Resentment is a resistance to reality. Resentment is a hatred. A lot of those things are involved. But like the exciter, the precursor of anger, and after anger, rage, unhappiness, fatigue, bitterness, jealousy, all of those types of negative emotions. They all flow out of resentment. So therefore, resentment is something that you should give up. And you may not see it, so you may not be aware enough to see resentment. So I'm going to help you to become more aware. See, I have a very special program here. Not only do I show you where you are erring, but I also give you some help. I give you some help, and the help that I give is in the form of the meditation. I have a very nice meditation, a Christian meditation. And this meditation, or it doesn't have to be Christian, incidentally. Well, it is Christian, but I'm putting that in parentheses because some of you are not Christian. Some of you don't like Christian things. Some of you are Buddhist or whatever. That's fine. I have no problem with that. See, because I think that if you, in fact, I'm sure, that if you were to rise in awareness, come back to your first estate, come back, ascend from your slumber, your stupor, your hypnotic trance, the fog. A lot of people say they feel, a lot of people today are confused. A lot of people are at a loss. They're in a fog. See, they're basically hypnotized. They're in a trance. It could be a deep trance. It could be a very light trance. It could be a trance that you don't even know that you're in. In fact, you don't know that you're in it. And it's not detectable. It's not observable, except to an astute observer. But if you were to come back to reality, see, what do you think, what is psychosis? They talk about psychotic people or psychosis. It's a separation from reality. But what do you think it is when you walk around in a drug stupor, a med stupor, see? Or how about an emotional stupor, angry, resentful, hostile, see? What do you think these emotions are but some sort of a stupor? Or how about where you're, yes, you're lost in some sort of distraction, lost in a video game or lost in a cell phone conversation, lost in some internet thing, see? You're not quite fully in reality. You're not fully aware. And then, of course, let's not forget being lost in the imagination. What happens when we fail in reality? We retreat into the imagination, often fueled by things we've seen on the outside or things that happen to us on the outside. See, could be where you it could be where you sit around and rethink of what you did today or relive the day. Go to bed at night, you can't even sleep thinking about this and that, or lost in fantasy about what you need to do tomorrow. Worries, doubts, fears, anxieties, reliving the past. Why did he say this to me? Why did she do that? So on and so forth. Or it could be the form of a very unpleasant form of imagination or fantasy, like a reliving of some past trauma. A reliving of a past trauma, like they call that post-traumatic stress disorder. If you were robbed, if you were raped, if you were mugged, if you were violated, if something happened to you in a war, if you saw something awful that somebody did, see, then it's like a trauma. And if you relive that trauma, but you're reliving it in the ersatz virtual reality of the mind, you see, fueled by emotions. Then people sleep and then they have nightmares and they wake up screaming. Fortunately, they wake up and realize it's only a nightmare, see? Well, the point is that we're all lost in this Alice in Wonderland state of semi, it's almost like semi-consciousness, lost in the fog of imagination and emotions, and then not that, but the things that we eat, the things that we drink, so on. So with all of that, wouldn't it be nice to come back to awareness again, to be fully aware? Now, if you were fully aware, this was what I was about to say. If you were fully aware, you would see things as they are. Yes, you would see negative things. Of course, there's a lot of negative things in the world. Injustice, unfairness, cruelty, meanness, phoniness, etc., etc., etc. And you would also see your own life for what it is. You know, the state that you are currently in. But you would see it in the light of reality. You would see it in the light of truth. See, there is such a thing as an inner light, which is from God, in which the soul can see with spiritual eyes. See? So you would see things as they are, but you would see them in a very positive light. You would see them in the light of love, the light of wisdom, the light of understanding. Okay? My name is Pastor Roland. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor? Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, here I am, Pastor Roland. Lovely music, is it not? And I'm speaking to you from this light of truth in which I see. See? I am speaking to you from this light in which I see. I'm coming from a good place. And I'm seeking to wake you up. Did you hear the cuckoo clock? The cuckoo clock, see, wants to wake you up. He's saying, awake, awake. Do you remember the beautiful fairy tale of the nightingale? Do you remember? It's such a beautiful fairy tale about the emperor who tried to make a mechanical nightingale. And it didn't work, and he became quite ill, very ill. I think he was probably dying. And then all of a sudden, outside of his window, came the real nightingale to sing again. And when the nightingale sang, he recovered. See, we all need to have a nightingale singing upon our window. We need to have a pastor who knows what he's talking about, telling us the truth and extending his hand in friendship. See, with the tools that I have, the meditation that I have, for example. We need to have the Prince of Peace. Yes, that's what we do need. We do need the Prince of Peace to awaken us, even as the Prince, you know, awoke Sleeping Beauty. And so from this beautiful dimension, I speak to you and I say that you don't have to be messed up and depressed and anxious and nervous and unhappy, so on and so forth. Number one, I already told you to start watching resentment and let it go. And the second thing is to get the little meditation that I have. It'll be very helpful. But it only works for people who love the truth and who want to know the truth. If people are in denial, they don't want to know the truth, or they're not ready for the truth, it won't work. Okay? But maybe it'll work for you if you're listening to me and you kind of like me, or you kind of hear where I'm coming from, or you like to hear the truth spoken. It's a breath of fresh air. Well, then the meditation might work for you. It just might. Because it helps you to wake up. Now, I wanted to mention a word about the little announcement that I had there about the counseling. Yes, I am available for coaching, religious coaching or spiritual coaching or spiritual counseling or relationship coaching, whatever you want to call it. Yes, I am. But I'll be honest with you. I think it would be better for you to, first of all, go to my website, look over the materials, get the meditation. I have a couple of different varieties of it. I hope I have time to tell you, but it doesn't matter. Get one of the meditations and listen to it. And if you're okay with it, then give it a try. Because once you wake up, see, once you come out of your trance, then you will be able to be, then you'll be open to sound instruction. As it is now, lost in your imagination and thinking, the squirrel cage of thinking, you might have a hard time hearing what I'm saying or understanding. Come up to reality, wake up, and then you'll understand perfectly what I'm saying, and the simple instructions will be helpful to you to clean up your life. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
You're listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. You can call me Pastor Roland. Call me Dr. Roland if you'd like. I have a doctorate in pastoral psychology. Pastor Roland is fine, or even Roland. Please. So, what am I saying to you? Get the meditation. Okay? Get the meditation and try it. Now, I have a brand new meditation, which is called... where do you go? Well, it's very simple. You go to commonsensecounseling.org. www.commonsensecounseling.org. If you can't remember that, you can Google it. Google my name and Common Sense Counseling, anything like that. You'll find it. It's our 24/7 self-help resource center. commonsensecounseling.org. Just go there. Or you could also do RolandTrujillo.com. That'll work. Okay? Or you can also go to TalkToAPastor.org. TalkToAPastor.org. Not com, but O-R-G. TalkToAPastor.org. Okay? Don't forget, it's O-R-G. And then you'll find, you go past talktoapastor.org, then you'll click on meditation, and you'll find it. That's what you need to do. Okay, so you can kind of start to wake up a little bit. Wake up from the nightmare. Wake up from the fog. Come out of the fog into the bright sunshine. See? And then in the light of, in the beautiful light of truth, you'll begin to see things as they are, but you won't mind seeing them. Now you realize that the truth is there showing you. See, if you see something negative, for example, if you see injustice, I'll give you a classic example. If you see injustice, how do you know that it's injustice? Did anybody have to teach you? No, you just see it. You see the injustice. You know, I mean, emotions could be mixing in or, that sort of thing. You might be misjudging other people. That's possible. But a lot of times you see something unfair and it's unfair and you just see it. Okay, well, how do you see it? It's because your soul sees it in the light. But you're seeing it in a positive, you're seeing it in the light. And it's showing, and you see that that other thing is unjust. And that means that the light is good. The light is in which you walk and in which you can see is true. It does not lie to you. See? It simply shows you things as they are. So you see in that light. So now you know that the light is present. You know that there is a light of truth in which you can see error. You can see injustice. You can see unfairness. You can see meanness. You can see cruelty. You can see subtle phoniness and deceitfulness. You see them in the light of truth. And that light is from God. So now you know that God exists, you know that God is good because in his light your soul sees the injustice as being unjust. You see the cruelty as being wrong. See? You see the meanness as being wrong. So now you know God exists, you know the light of truth exists, you know you have a soul and your soul is capable of seeing in a wordless way in this light. So you see all these wonderful things. Life is good. Come out of the fog. Go to commonsensecounseling.org and start using the meditation. Okay? All right. My name is Pastor Roland.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Ah, yes, the beautiful, melodious voice of Tom Johnson. Indeed, yes, write to me. Write to me. Send me an email at chaplainroland@gmail.com. chaplainroland@gmail.com. Incidentally, I just made a beautiful new 5-minute meditation. It's called a 5-minute stress fix. Send me an email and say you'd like to try it. Well, here I am. I hope you enjoyed today's program. You can listen in again at our archives at commonsensecounseling.org. So until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-O. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.